Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Oliver from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Quesada. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
So who should I say is calling?
Fade out on the first track on this week's breakdown.
That's unusual.
It is. That voice is unusual.
It is.
Well, it's not really that unusual. I'm here all the time. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Steve. I've not done a show with you for a while.
No, we haven't. It's been a while since it's been us two. There's a multi-venue music festival happening in Sheffield. Why aren't we there, John?
Because we're going after the show, because we're professionals.
That's
and
it.
We put the show
we
first.
We need the show, yeah, to go out.
Exactly.
We're doing it for you.
And because I begged not to do it on my own.
You didn't, did you?
No, not really.
We kicked off with a new artist, didn't we? Who was that?
We did. That was Demo Pappy, and they are a trio from Newcastle. Actually been around since 2008, but that was their first play in The Breakdown. And that was their first music in 2 years, called Who Should I Say Is Calling. And they've promised a new album and some UK dates during 2026, which is only 3 months away. So
it is, yes. Well, there's a lot of albums out, as usual, this week.
Yes.
We have to cover Kate Le Bon, Emma Pollock, Sprints. I think we're going to have a double album of the week from The Chords and your choice of Geese, because mm-hmm. I have a track from that as well. Also new music elsewhere from Soul Wax, Tame Impala, Magdalena Bay. Plenty of stuff. Any names you want to mention now?
Just going down my notes, I have Francis the Delirium and Catherine Williams and lots of others. Let's leave it as a surprise for the listeners.
Leave them wanting more.
Exactly.
We'll have a track from one of last week's albums of the week from Cardiacs after the next one, which is another new artist. Two in a row to kick off. I think so anyway. I've not checked the spreadsheet on this one. Amelia and the Housewives. Do you know that name?
That doesn't ring a bell
for
me.
They are a band from Brighton and we want to put out a couple of singles so far, but this was the latest of those, and it's called Summer's Over.
Oh, well.
It kind of is, isn't it?
It is. Depressing.
Oh, well, all downhill from here.
You're looking for a love that's hidden. You're looking for a love you didn't get when you were small. 'Cause you got no love at all.
Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Stupid place. But will you help in all that is
gloriously bonkers. That is Cardiacs and Lovely Eyes from their album LSD, which was one of last week's album of the week, albums of the week on this show. Didn't touch the top 100 albums.
It didn't. It went straight in at 101, I believe.
It did, and I believe that former Champ was 102.
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, Champs have got more of a cult audience, which is why they got the place above them, I think.
Yes. Right, shall we do a double of... Well, we'll start with one of the albums of the week, and then we'll double it with another song from an album that was out yesterday as well, but isn't the album of the week. I've made that far more complicated than it should have been. First, The Chords, who had an album launch gig in Sheffield. In fact, their UK tour kicked off in Sheffield on Thursday night, sold out down at City Matilda. It's their debut album, out on Skatewax Records in the UK and Slumberland in the US. At least two tracks from it this afternoon. The first one is called... Just Don't Know...
Brackets. How to Be You.
How to Be You.
Close brackets.
Yes. And we'll follow with something from Dafo.
Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Perfect circle, burning purple sunset on the red ladder and an obvious spot, carving
That was Dafo, and if you'll give me a minute, I will find my notes about her. Dafo is LA-based artist Gabby Gamberg, and they released their debut album, Where the Earth Bends, yesterday. Previously supported Illuminati Hotties and Blonde Bombshell. And they'll be supporting Wednesday this autumn in the States, and also doing a headline tour next month, playing Leeds to Manchester, but not Sheffield.
Boo.
Boo.
But the Courts did play Sheffield.
They did.
And the Courts tour continues tonight. They've got another day in London. They played there last night as well. Ramsgate, Exeter, Bristol, Coventry, Manchester, Edinburgh, and rounding off in Glasgow on the 5th of October. There'll be another track from that later in the show. Now, the return of Soulwax. They have announced a new album. They've also announced some dates, but they're only playing two dates in the UK, Manchester and London. But apparently, it's all set to see them bring their acclaimed three-drummer live show back.
Ooh.
Three drummers, John. Not one, not two.
Not two, but three.
Yes.
That's a triple drum threat.
Triple drum threat from Soulwax. And this single is excellent, as expected. It's called Gimme a Reason.
If you can't get to the other side, give me
I knew that abrupt ending was coming, but I didn't know exactly when.
That was very abrupt.
Yeah, it must go into the next song on the album. Give Me a Reason from Soul Wax. And I didn't tell you the name of the album, did I? And I haven't managed to find it, and I've closed that tab now. So do your own research, sorry.
I can find it if you want.
While I'm filling
in. Carry on chatting.
Yeah, those UK dates are definitely next year. I know that. They're in January at the Victoria Warehouse in Manchester and Brixton Academy in London, 14th and 15th, respectively.
And it is called All Systems Aligned.
That's it. You had a good title.
And set to be released on October the 17th.
Yes. I did. I've just pressed back three times, and there we go. So all the information's there on the big screen. One more track to go before the first treble seven of the afternoon. Three tracks in 7 minutes or less. I believe yours is 6 minutes and 59.
6 minutes 59. If I'd listened to the show properly last week, then, yeah. My original choice was exactly 7 minutes, and then you pointed out that Joel played on the tracks last week. And I did actually listen to the show last week as well.
I believe you. Before we get to that, we are going to have a track from the new album from Sprints. I meant to look, how many? Is there a third? Could be the third. Might be the second.
It might be the second.
Yeah, second. All That Is Over is the title of the album. And I listened to this track this morning, and as it goes on, I'm thinking, this sounds just like The Rat. See what you think. It's very, very good. It's called Coming Alive. They've got a nerve. That is Sprints and their cover of The Rat called Coming Alive. They changed the lyrics.
We should point out, for legal reasons, it isn't a cover of The Rat.
It's influenced by it. Heavily influenced. Yeah. It's really good, though. Yeah, the album is good from start to finish. All That Is Over came out yesterday. It's Treble 7 time. John, you're going to go first.
I am. And my first track is by Runo Plum, who is a new artist to The Breakdown. Runo Plum is all lowercase. And she is an indie rock artist born and raised in Minnesota. Has a debut album due out on the 14th of November called Patching, which is also all lowercase. And also on the 14th of November, she'll be playing Sheffield. She'll be at the
what?
She'll be at the Hallamshire.
Get out of town. I've not seen that.
Yep. And a track called Halfway Up the Lane, and followed by two songs.
I think there's lawn there.
That's because it is lawn. well spotted. Yes, Halfway Up the Lawn by Runo Plum.
And yeah, tell us about the others after.
I'll tell you about the others afterwards.
Halfway up the lawn, at the crack of dawn, watching.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
I'm not afraid. for. Came here for a party in middle school. Rode my bike home drunk off of a Four Loko. Last time I saw you was a live stream of a funeral. You laughed when you told a story from when we were young. Looks like you're holding up alright. But I know it's sometimes hard to tell. Two things I now wish I had never seen. We smoked weed out of a Pepsi can, lying around under a Christmas tree.
Wrap that up for us.
That was today's Treble 7. Well, my Treble 7. Your one's coming up. And the first track you heard was Dafo, as we said before. Then it
was Runo Plum.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dafo was before. Sorry.
God, I'm having a mare today. What is wrong with me? Anyway.
I'm your fact-checking cos. It's fine.
Thank you very much. Yes, that was Runo Plum. And then we followed that with the Sharp Pins, I Don't Have the Heart, otherwise known as Kay Slater of Chicago band Lifeguard, releasing a second album as Sharp Pins on the 21st of November, which has the excellent title of Balloon, Balloon, Balloon. And then that last track you heard was from Wednesday, called Fish Pepsi, Fish with a PH, and it's taken from the sixth album from Wednesday, which was out last week, which I think you were going
to
play.
We were going to play, we didn't
quite
get
to it.
But then
you didn't have time
for
it.
Yeah, thank you for covering that.
No problem. MJ Lenderman is still in the band, although he doesn't play live with them anymore. And that I wanted to play that track because it included the lyric, "We watched a fish concert and Human Centipede, two things I now wish I had never seen." Which
fantastic
really
lyrics.
Made me laugh. And they are over in the UK in February playing Leeds Irish Centre and Camden's Electric Ballroom.
Is that all? Just those places?
Yeah, I'm not even describing it as a tour because it's two dates. Come
just
on.
Just playing places only beginning with L.
Yeah. Not Lincoln.
Not Lincoln, obviously. No. I'm going to follow that with my longest song, as it's my right to do.
Indeed.
And it's from Rat Boys, who we last heard from in 2023, released their album The Window, which gained a lot of critical plaudits. Back with a new song that features Chris Waller, formerly of Death Cab for Cutie, on piano and on production. It's called Light Night, Mountains, All That.
Thank you.
Light night, mountains, all that.
The nice long fade out.
Yeah. A nice new track from Rat Boys. On the breakdown. Finished? You haven't
it? There we go.
Yeah. And over to you. Something that, well, you pointed out to me, but it's recommended by a friend of the show, Lee.
Recommended by Lee. And this is a Sheffield artist.
Yes. I realised that when I watched the video.
Yeah. It says B-A-B-Y. I presume that's how she's calling it. And it is Emily Jane Stancer, who I used to see playing acoustic gigs in the Frog and Parrot many, many years ago. And she's released this as a... B-A-B-Y is a like, new musical persona. She used to be in Before Breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I think this has been co-written with Molly from Before Breakfast.
And Gina Walters of Before Breakfast is also in the video.
Yes, she is. Yes. Bear with me. Sorry. Yep. And that's all I've got
that's
for you.
All
it's
got.
A debut
that's all we've
it's
got.
It's a debut play on The Breakdown as it's this. A debut single. Main Character Syndrome by B-A-B-Y.
The Breakdown Radio Edit.
Hey, sorry, I've just seen your message. I'm afraid I don't want to quit refined sugar with you.
Picked me up and dropped me like a little toy.
I'm happy for you to do that, but...
I was your muse till it wasn't amusing anymore.
I'm alright, thanks.
Now 10 years later on, you're still the same as before. You couldn't say the same for me. The only thing you've gained is some lines on your face, but that don't feel good, kid. You said that we can't be friends if I become successful. I guess that's why we're not friends. But look at me now, happy on my own. I've got main character syndrome. Look at you now, you're still all alone. 10 years and you still haven't grown. Look at you now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. I got my together much to your surprise. Saw you in town, you couldn't look me in the eye. Now 10 years later on, and I guess you were right. You're singing to an empty room. Can't even see your face as my crowd clears out. Is that credible yet? You said that we can't be friends if I become successful. But you know why we're not friends. But look at me now, happy on my own.
B-A-B-Y and Main Character Syndrome. First play on The Breakdown. How many new artists are we up to now?
I think that might be the fifth.
Yeah, we have to do five every week.
Yeah, we've got...
We're sorted now. Double album of the week this week on the show, as we've had a few times recently. Geese are the second recipient of the title, and you've got the first track from them.
I have. They released their fourth studio album yesterday, called Getting Killed, to a plethora of five-star reviews, including one in Music Home H.
Who wrote that one, John?
It was someone called John Murphy. I don't know who he is.
And can I read the article for free?
No. Unless you use Archive.
Yeah. I asked. You didn't say that.
But nobody, Michael's on nobody listening, would ever do that. Anyway, this track from it, they'll be touring the UK in March next year, playing Leeds, Manchester, London, Glasgow, and Bristol, and they're don't need to tell you they're not playing Sheffield, but you never know. One day, maybe they will.
They definitely played Leeds recently.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
But anyway, yes. We've I chose Bow Down, and we'll be playing another track from this in the second hour.
We will, and we're following this with a track from another album yesterday from Emma Pollock, from her fourth album.
I was a sailor, and now I'm a boat. Yeah. I was a car. I was a car, and now I'm the road. And Maria's dead bones. Yeah, I was in love, and now I'm in hell with Maria's bones, talking to myself.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Jesse McQueen, you know you have the most ironic of the surnames. Your husband's wife. you know I trembled in your garden, trembled in the green gate. Speaking to the neighbors, hearing all your favors, the truth is never too late. I think I saw three skeletons.
From the fourth solo album from Emma Pollock, obviously of the Delgados. That was called Jessie My Queen, and the album is called Begging the Night to Take Hold. And Emma Pollock is going on tour, not playing Sheffield, but doing dates in Manchester and
Leeds, maybe?
No, I don't think there is one in Leeds. Might be Nottingham. Not sure. But Broken Chanter is supporting on that tour, so that'll be well worth going to. We haven't got time for this next track. It's going to overrun slightly past 4 o'clock, but it's fine. Track from last week's other album of the week from Former Champ. This is called Kawasaki, and the first line is the title of the album, which I forgot,
but
I'll be reminded of it very, very shortly.